We're talking about our favourite jingles. You had the banana boat jingle.
Banana boat. Ba, ba, da, ba.
Aeroplane jelly was a popular favourite as well. The reading writing hotline too came in.
1-800. Oh, no, I know. I'm thinking of 32. I can't.
I don't know what that one is. Brett from Life of Pi in my Rondo was listening yesterday. He joins us this morning. Brett, you've got a pretty good jingle yourself. Let's just revisit it for a second. Life of Pi. Like, we love this. But you want to give it an update, I hear.
Right. It's 3 years old now and it's getting a bit long in the tooth, and we thought we'd run a bit of a competition with the locals. And, you know, everyone knows we've been through tough times with COVID and all the rest of it. There's a whole lot of musos out there that haven't earned any dollars in a while, and we thought we'd give them an opportunity to come on board and write us a new jingle and have an opportunity to win a few bucks at the same time and listen to their jingle.
Okay, so we want to be on board with this. It's a jingle competition for Life of Pi. Now, what needs to be included in this jingle for it to be successful as the winning jingle?
Dana, as long as it's creative and mentions our great pies and our great service and some coffee and sandwiches and all that sort of stuff. And yeah, just make it original. Just put it out there.
So go to town, really.
Okay, so yeah. Muso's listening now. So include a bit of the pie, a bit of coffee, bonus points if you include the chili pie, because that's my favourite.
That's not a criteria.
No. and Brett, what incentive are we talking here? What's the incentive for the winning jingle?
We're going to so the incentive is a dollar figure that we're looking at. I'll let you guys talk about that. The other incentive, of course, is for these guys, once it's been designed, and they'll hear it all the time, because everyone knows how much we advertise on Power, the success we have with it, and day and night we've got our ads running. So what a great thrill to hear your tune on the ad.
Yeah, what a wonderful opportunity for if you're a school student and you've got a class of students that want a school teacher and you want your kids to write a jingle to earn some money for the school, we've got a whopping $1,000 up for grabs if you win this jingle competition.
Okay, so all you got to do, jump online, 981powerfm.com.au. All the details are there. Brett, coffee, pies, great service, and obviously the name of the business, that's got to be included.
That's got to be included. Just create it. Just go out there, go mad with it, do whatever you like with it. And we're calling on, artists. Like I said, we've spoken to schools, could be workmates, individuals, whoever wants to get involved, whoever wants to hear themselves on the radio and singing our tune, and just have fun with it and see how we go.
All right, Brett, you're a legend, mate. This is a fantastic opportunity for any musos listening. As Dana said, even if you're in school, you've got a little music class going as well. 981powerfm.com.au for all the details. Brett, we'll catch up with you soon. Thanks, mate.
Good to talk, guys. Look forward to hearing some great creations come through.